other. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Houses, old ladies, you name it, in high and dry areas where they had plenty of food and water, and they would tackle old ladies, tackle young men, tackle old men, drag old vets out of their houses. It's a lot of fun. They don't lock the front door. They don't give you food or water. They don't let you get your jewelry, nothing. They love tackling old women. There's nothing better. America is all about some goon in a black uniform tackling an old lady. That, my friends, is what the founding fathers said this country was all about, tackling old women. That's freedom, ladies and gentlemen. Maybe we can start hanging old women, and maybe while they're hanging, have them walk up with a saber and just slash their guts open. Hail America! Blah! Watch the guts pour out. Hail, hail, hail! Hail freedom! Hail, hail, hail! I mean, it's just, hey, I shouldn't joke around. I'll probably be doing that soon. It just goes from bad to worse. NRA comments on the gun confiscation in New Orleans. This is from the NRA website. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, I have actually received emails denying that gun confiscation is going on. And of course, it is drooling Bush worshipers that are sending me these emails. Any denial that is needed will be made. Any excuse to be a slave, any excuse to feel good about yourselves, you will engage in it. Hey, I'm against turning our guns in. I know that means I'm a liberal. So be it. You who are anti-gun, pro-abortion, pro-open border, pro-world government, you are the new conservatives. I agree. It is true. I'm a leftist. NRA comments on gun confiscation in New Orleans. Hurricane Ophelia still idling off the coast, menacing Florida and the Carolinas as well as Georgia. Now in a piece of disinfo, because it's still ongoing, police won't force holdouts removal. First General Honore on Saturday said the military is not going to aid the police in these gun confiscations because it's just so unpopular. And then the police said, well, we're going to continue. But now today they're saying, well, we'll just selectively do it. That is, if you look like a pushover, if you're an old woman, well, we're powerful men. I mean, you know, these are guys who never made the football team. These are guys who always felt like wimps but wanted to bully people. These are people that are totally cowardly, and if they can corner an old woman and tackle her, they're going to do it, folks. By the way, I'm not joking. We have video clips up on the website. We're going to play the audio from one here later. And so they're going to have their way with your old women. It's just part of the power of these cowards, of these pieces of filth. But Katrina, police won't force holdouts removal. Man, I tell you, these cops will cower in fear of a couple of bug-eyed looters with shotguns that don't know how to aim them. But, man, they are more than happy to go into these middle-class neighborhoods and just backhand fathers with their children. Shut up! Get out of my way! Give me that gun! I mean, it's that bad. So they're having their way. Just get in that paddy wagon and shut your mouth! We're in control! Oh, I forgot the clip of them killing people's dogs. I forgot to email that to the network from the download. It's a clip from Saturday. Click on the calendar a few days ago on prisonbonnet.com. We have them, Dallas Morning News videoed them killing people's dogs. But personally, that's nothing compared to beating up old ladies. There is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp. Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin Wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power mad cult of death that is sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the documentary for yourself before it's too late. Call toll free to get a copy of Martial Law. 1-888-253-3139. Or visit InfoWars.com and the secure shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. Or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv. Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones introducing you to the incredible Berkey Solar Charger, your source for free solar electricity. This portable system is the size of a book when folded and small enough to fit into a briefcase, handbag, or glove compartment. The Berkey Solar Charger has been designed to power the Berkey Lights LED lamps as well as other applications such as mobile phones, radios, digital cameras, and PDAs when electricity is not available. Its multi-voltage capabilities, multiple adapters, and rechargeable batteries provide for a flexible source of auxiliary backup power. Simply place the Berkey Solar Charger in the sun, plug in your application, and you have power. Disconnect your application, and the system automatically begins charging its own rechargeable batteries. Get the incredible Berkey Solar Charger for only $75 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire, instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common-sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times, just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send for your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, Pennsylvania, 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, Pennsylvania, 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, my friends, it is Monday, the 12th day of September 2005. We're going to have wide open phones, a lot to respond to that we witnessed over the weekend. The propaganda, the manipulation, both parties teaming up to further enslave the American people. I never understand why talk show hosts will have open line Friday. Why not have open line Monday? Because people have been chomping at the bit all weekend to call into talk shows. There's two or three days of news that has stacked up. I guess because there's two or three days of news stacked up, the talk show hosts end up not going to your calls. But we will take your calls throughout this broadcast today. 1-800-259-9231. You want to talk about the fourth anniversary of 9/11 and the big propaganda fest that the overlords of the New World Order had in D.C. and New York? Do you want to discuss the continual economic ramifications of Hurricane Katrina? Or are you watching Las Vegas place bets on other hurricanes that could be slamming into the East Coast? The toll-free number to join us on air is 1-800-259-9231. The websites are InfoWars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, PrisonPlanet.tv. Coming up later, we have a clip from ABC News where they talk about the levees and they talk about potential bombs on the levees. Then we have another clip where Bill Clinton and George Bush are in a press conference basically worshiping each other for 15 minutes at first, and then they take a few questions, and one of the reporters asks Clinton about the reports of bombs on the levees, and they just walk off the stage. We have that posted on PrisonPlanet.com and Infowars.com as well. And then we have several other clips. One of these clips is an old lady. Looks like she's about 75 years old. In a high and dry middle class neighborhood, there's no water anywhere. And the press is just walking around with video cameras inside her house with the police. These are the embedded reporters who enjoy going in people's homes and violating their privacy just on a massive level. And she's arguing with the police going, I don't want to go. And they're there demanding that she turn in her firearms, or I guess her dead husband's pistol. And she's trying to go ahead and give up the firearm to them. She's trying to grovel properly, but saying, I don't want to leave my home. And so one of these punk cops, probably a hardcore gang member in high school, tackles her. I mean, he is a stud muffin. I mean, he knows how to tackle an old woman. These guys are just getting to be more and more powerful by the day. Well, it's like tasering 95-year-old women and knocking their fake eyes out while you punch them in the face in front of neighbors. I mean, only the toughest men know how to pound on old women. I mean, it just, these are commandos. They put the Delta Force and the Green Berets and the Navy SEALs to shame. I mean, in all their combat gear, they're able to take on the most vicious creatures on earth, elderly women. We have several clips. We have the O'Reilly Factor clip that we have up on PrisonPlanet.com. And I'm told that Derry Brownfield played a longer clip today. We're going to grab the clip he played and play that coming up as well. But I'm getting denials. I've gotten a few emails like, Alex, again, you're full of bleeping bleep. Just stuff along those lines. George Bush isn't confiscating guns. They're not confiscating guns in New Orleans. They're taking guns from gang members. So again, see, they've sold the neocons on gun control, but oh, we can't have the gang members with guns. And, oh, you saw those looters of almost 2 weeks ago. So, a week and a half ago. So, we've got to do something. We've got to stop them. Do you understand that the government, knowingly for at least 4 days, didn't bring in food or water? Society broke down. The police admit they had to break into stores themselves to get food and water. FEMA admittedly, this is mainstream news. I'm not letting this go. Jammed police communications, state and city and county, city and parish. They jammed state, city, and parish communications. They snuck in and cut communications lines. They blocked the Red Cross, the Salvation Army, Walmart, the Coast Guard, and a dozen other groups. I mean, folks, there's so many articles on this, it makes my head spin. Actively, energetically, in a focused manner, not a bunch of buffoons as they've been portrayed, in a focused military manner, they blocked aid, knowing that it would cause riots, knowing it would cause breakdowns. Then they get to point news cameras at it and bring in massive control. In my film, Police State 2, The Takeover, in the two-hour film, we spend the first 35 minutes in Seattle in 1999. We have the police chief. We have the police. We have the Seattle Post-Intelligencer. We have the Seattle Times, Seattle Weekly. All reporting that 50 black bloc anarchists were hired by the government, were trained at a training base in Oregon, were shipped to Seattle 2 weeks before. You had 60,000 peaceful protesters. The 50 went out, burned trash cans, busted windows. We have cop after cop saying I was ordered to let them loot. Then they retreated to a government-funded building where they were protected in a public city agreement. The national news kept showing images of them burning stuff the first day. The police were told, now attack. They even went into neighborhoods, breaking old women's arms. It's for some reason, these wolves target old women. They're seen, I guess, as the weakest, so they go after the weakest target. They savagely attacked, you know, members of the government. They savagely attacked off-duty cops. They went absolutely insane. They said there's no free speech, no nothing. And then Seattle was used as a model all over the country for a police state, for militarized federal police dressed up in ninja Darth Vader outfits. And Delta Force, according to the police and three Seattle newspapers, was in command. The Delta Force, the most elite military unit, was in control. An entire squadron of Delta Force was in control of the anarchists and were commanding them. Seattle Times, Seattle Post-Intelligencer, Seattle Weekly. Now, in this case, you just don't give welfare people food and water for 3 or 4 days, you're going to get a problem. You do that with yuppies, you're going to get a problem. And there were small pockets of looters and rioters, very small. The police, just like they did in the L.A. riots, sat back. I've heard Daryl Gates admit they sat back. It was Korean shopkeepers that held a lot of it back. The firefighters went in and got shot at, but the cops held back. It's just like at Columbine. 4 hours, 15 minutes, didn't go into that building. 4 hours, 15 minutes. You're going, well, what's your point? How does this tie into Katrina? It's the same thing, folks. They know what they're doing. They knew what they were doing. FEMA did. And then now they've got their excuse for gun confiscation, total control. Look, 30% of the city is now above water. 20% was never below water. These are areas on the edge of the city with roads, you know, 5 miles away or working gas stations. They don't need to move out. They don't have a problem. But the government wants to use this as an example of forced relocation and total control. My dad has a friend who's a lawyer. He was at dinner with him Friday. He's already been back to New Orleans. He'd just gotten back that morning. And he said, look, you know, most of the suburbs are totally fine, and there's the roads are open. Nothing's underwater. And I was driving in and out, and I had military helicopters on loudspeakers going, do you need to be rescued? And police trying to, you know, threaten me not to be there. And I live in a middle-class suburb of New Orleans. And there's no reason that they're trying to keep me out of there. And it's the same thing for hundreds of thousands of people. It's the center of the city that had 15 feet of water in it. So they're setting their precedent. And then I get these emails denying. You see, when there's a real threat to your Second Amendment, you've shot your mouth off all these years, and now it's really happening, and you're going to make excuses. But for those that are doubting it, here's the New York Times article from last Friday. New Orleans begins confiscating firearms as water recedes. Waters are receding across the flood-beaten city today as police officers began confiscating weapons, including illegally, excuse me, she had a Freudian slip. I wish they were illegal guns. Waters were receding across the flood-beaten city today as police officers began confiscating weapons, including legally registered. Oh, I thought you didn't register with a yellow form. From civilians in preparation for a mass forced evacuation of the residents still living there. No civilians in New Orleans will be allowed carry pistols, shotguns, or other firearms, said P. Edwards Cummings III, the superintendent of police. Only law enforcement are allowed to have weapons, unless you're Blackwater security mercenaries.
Are your medicine cabinets full of a variety of medicines and creams for illness and pain? Now the alternative is drinking water, but not just any water. You need electrolyzed iodized water, or EO, from RPA Biotech. Drinking EO water has been noted for its ability to flush toxins, attract and neutralize free radicals, enhance the delivery of nutrients, and most importantly, supports the immune system. RPA Biotech's personal care products are specially formulated to kill bacteria, virus, fungus, and spores. Use topically to treat acne, athlete's foot, eczema, psoriasis, burns, skin rashes, and more. Use EO orally to treat sore throat, canker sores, and inflamed and bleeding gums. Try any of RPA Biotech's electrolyzed iodizing water solution products for a full 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Hear the interview with GCN's Dr. Deagle at NutriMedical.com, and for more information, visit RPA-Biotech.com or call 1-866-884-9104. That's 1-866-884-9104.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know there's an assault upon America's freedom of religion by the United Nations Genocide Convention Treaty? The laws are called hate crime laws. These laws will eventually shut down Christianity in America by accusing Christians of hate crimes. These laws are already being used in Canada, Britain, Australia, and Sweden against Christians for reading certain Bible passages. We'd like to help you understand why these things are happening by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your call.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Are terrorist cells or prime terror targets located near you? Where are military bases and hazardous waste sites located? How do you find the best area for solar, average rainfall, fish contamination advisories, and major transportation routes? In the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA, you will find the information you want with over 50 interactive parameters that you control. Find everything from housing prices and taxes to brewing environmental catastrophes. Locate billion-dollar disaster-prone areas, the safest cities, ideal solar locations, and much, much more. Complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution, full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis that you need. Get this hard-to-find information by ordering Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping and handling by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Watch the video on radio. But from press reports about this local newscast, we're about to play that then got picked up by national television, this old lady has been told by the police to give them any weapons. And so she's got this old pistol, and she's holding it barrel first, you know, holding it out. She's holding it in her hand. She doesn't have her finger in the trigger. And she's got it, the gesture, you know, holding it in her hand to give it to them, but she's saying, "I'm not going to leave." And they turned that into a threat, and, so tackle her. But it was all over the news Friday and Saturday, dragging people out. And they're dragging her out, folks, And then they say, oh, we don't drag people out. They say that in this newscast. I mean, the mayor was on TV Thursday and Friday saying, we're taking the challenge. We're going to force you out. And then General Honoré on Saturday said, we're not going to help you. And so for now, they've backed off a little bit. But this isn't the job of the police to go around taking people out of their houses. Again, we'll repeat, we wrote an article about this last Friday. There are power plant employees and nurses and doctors and police officers that live in these middle class areas, and the cops come to their door and they say, where am I supposed to go? We're still operating the power plant. The hospital's still open. Where do you go, officers, if you get snake bit, or if you get in a car wreck, or if you get shot? They're begging us to stay at our jobs, but you want to go load me on a helicopter or load me on a military truck. Again, there's no logic here. Go ahead and roll this clip. Here it is.
The floodwaters are beginning to recede in New Orleans, but city officials are pressing ahead with their order for everyone to leave because of health reasons. Today, police were ordered to remove people by force if necessary. KTVU's Ken Wayne rode along with a unit of the California Highway Patrol and witnessed some residents putting up a fight. He joins us now from New Orleans. Ken.
Dennis, the California Highway Patrol has about 100 officers here, including 20 of them from the Bay Area, and they were out on the streets of New Orleans today urging the few residents that remain to evacuate. But not everyone wanted to go. Officers found an elderly woman on Magazine Street. She had stayed behind with her two dogs and refused to come out. Officers finally got into the house and found the woman was armed with a handgun and a knife.
You're going to have to shoot me because I'm not going.
I'm not going to do that.
Well, I don't want you in here.
We're not going to do that.
I don't want you in here, period.
Relax, man.
Relax now.
You son of a...
Knife.
You son of a...
No,
we're just trying to help you, man.
It's their house. It's their home. And a lot of people, especially older people, they have dogs, and it's like their loved ones. And they're scared they're going to lose their house and lose their dogs. So we probably all protect our own stuff.
Have a seat and relax for a minute.
No, I'll sit on my porch. Let me sit on the porch.
Stop. That woman was finally loaded onto a military cargo truck, taken to the convention center, and then to be processed, taken by helicopter to the New Orleans airport, and to be set up to where she could find a safe place to be. She was allowed to bring her two dogs along with her, but of course officers kept the gun and the knife. But it's an indication of what Highway Patrol officers and police from all over the nation are finding as they assist New Orleans police and Louisiana State Police in trying to evacuate this city.
All
Dennis
right.
And, Julie.
And then they go on and babble some more. I want to play the O'Reilly Factor version when we get back, and then we'll take some calls. But notice that they say at the start of the newscast they're forcibly removing people. And then by the end of it, we're not really forcing them, but, we had to because she was armed. So now you've got a knife in your house, and there's no knife in her hand. No, there's knives there in the kitchen. Or if you've got a gun, they can just hold it up and go, look, well, they had a gun. They had a knife in their house. They had a baseball bat. We had to do this. The officers were in danger. And so this is what you have to look forward to. In fact, they said last Wednesday that if you don't leave the city now, there's no more aid, no more food, no more water that's going to be brought in to anybody anywhere. Isn't it cheaper and better to bring it to people, to each neighborhood where they can come out and get the food and water? It costs probably 10 times as much to ship them out, to house them, to have security, to do all of this. Why not keep people in their houses where they can do it? There's just absolutely no reason. There's talk of E. coli in the water. Well, don't drink the water. You'll be fine. It's just unbelievable precedent-setting case. And, by the way, folks, they'll let you take your dogs to the convention center, and then they either shoot them or send them to a place where they might get adopted.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
I love the new sandal styles, but before I discovered Nonex Nail Gel, I was too embarrassed about my toenails to wear them.
If your nails look dark or discolored, now there's a solution besides hiding them. It's a patented nail gel called Nonex. All natural Nonex clears out the source of the problem, the dark or yellow material that builds up under nails called keratin debris.
Nonex Nail Gel is absolutely amazing. My toenails now look clear and I'm not embarrassed to wear sandals anymore.
Nonex Nail Gel removes yellowing keratin debris, is podiatrist recommended, and has been clinically shown to improve nail clarity. It's also money back guaranteed. You'll find Nonex Gel, spelled N-O-N-Y-X, in the foot care section at Rite Aid, Walgreens, Long's, Brooks, Duane Reade, and independent pharmacies nationwide, or online at drugstore.com. Nonex Nail Gel, for clearer nails and feet that look great in sandals.
Do you know where the 78 potentially active volcanoes in U.S. are located? And do you know the locations of the top 300 prime terrorist targets? You can find these answers and more in the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA. With the more than 50 interactive parameters, you can pinpoint natural and man-made disaster areas, brewing environmental catastrophes, the safest cities, the best places for solar and wind energy, and much, much more. Complete with 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of 3,000 plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis to help you zero in on the best places to live, the ideal location for cabins and vacation homes, as well as safe and unsafe areas. Get Prudent Places USA for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 to order on the web or at BerkeyWater.com.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using the Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Monday through Friday from 11 to 2 Central, back from 9 to midnight, we're here live. There's been a big new development concerning foreign troops being seen in Texas. And I'll tell you about that in a few minutes. Another friend of mine, a gentleman I've known for 10 years, who's never fed me any bull, came face to face with Dutch troops. So, and yes, they were at a shooting range, folks. He works at a shooting range. I go to. There with the Army, target practicing. Folks, there's no end to this. There is just no end to this. And, you know, I wrote this big detailed article last Thursday about the foreign Mexican troops. It's about 9 pages long. And nobody's really concerned about it or worried about it. You know, armed Mexican troops just driving around, and it's no big deal. But we can't have armed American citizens. We can't do that. Oh, that's too dangerous. Got to disarm them to bring in the foreign troops so we can trust them. All right, here's the next clip. Now, we played the clip from the local New Orleans station, or Baton Rouge station. Here is O'Reilly with a shorter version of the clip And then notice this squeaking voice in the background about the disease is contaminated when the beach has 10% of this bacteria. We closes it. The difference is, ladies and gentlemen, is this is people's private property. Number two, when a sewer line breaks in your neighborhood, they don't close your neighborhood. They don't close a neighborhood 3 miles away that's high and dry. You know, as if sewer is going to kill you. You just don't drink it. All the time cities go, don't bathe or use the tap water for a week because there's E. coli in it. That's why you filter your water. That's why you drink bottled water. We don't close the cities when the sewage disease overflows. But, I mean, this is the attitude of it's a disease. We've got to do it. So here's the disgusting neocon. Give us your guns. Open borders are good. Grabbing old women is good. O'Reilly liberal factor. Here it is.
Well, I don't want you in here.
We're not
going to
do that.
I don't want you in here, period.
But there's a mandatory evacuation.
I know all about it.
Well, Patricia Coney's protests were to no avail. They moved her out of there, and she is now out of the city.
It's contaminated with bacteria that you and I, you know, even a tenth of what it contains, we would not be allowed to go to the beaches, let's say in South Jersey or in Long Island. So this is a big public health, and it's very risky for everybody around.
Yeah, but this woman isn't going to, she doesn't want to leave, and there's no reasoning with her. But what could happen if individuals stay in an atmosphere of fetid water? Are they going to get a disease? And will they pass that disease to others? Is that possible?
Well, 100% are going to get sick. I mean, if they eat or consume any water that has been contaminated...
But they're going to say, no, I'm going to boil my water, I'm not going to go in the water, leave me alone.
Well, it just doesn't happen. I mean, the facts are the facts. Even if you boil the water...
All right, now let's give people the facts. Let's give people the facts. 20% of the city was never underwater. As of last week, 30% isn't underwater. So the 10% of what was underwater, or 10% of the city that was underwater, is now dry. And I haven't seen the numbers, but I know it's going down even further. Understand, it is a, I'm going to say this again, it is a bowl. And the middle class areas are on the edge of the bowl. They were not flooded. They've had power now for 4 days. The water is running again, though it is fetid. The people are having to bathe outside. The people are having to sponge bath. They're cleaning their houses up. They work at local businesses. A lot of the houses are in perfect, immaculate shape with people swimming pooling and hot tubbing in the backyard. People are having barbecues. They're helping their neighbors. They're helping other people that are homeless. They're helping their cousin that did live in the bottom of the bowl. I've read articles where, you know, their cousins live on the edge of the bowl. Now their family's living with them. And by the way, you don't get to keep money. You don't get to keep any of your records. You don't get to keep anything. Now, I have a good friend who works in security at the Austin-Bergstrom Airport. Okay? And he said that when these people get off the planes, they take everything but the clothes on their backs, and they put them in an incinerator. They put them in bags marked for incineration, quote, to stop typhus. No typhus has shown up, folks. So they're destroying their records. People who show up who have a car at any of these convention centers in Austin or San Antonio or Houston or Baton Rouge, they tell them, no, no aid. You give that car up. You forfeit it to us. You give your dogs up. In the first week of the evacuation, they broke up families just because FEMA said that's the rule, children first. It's unbelievable. And so they make you give up your dogs and cats. That's been all over the news. So they try to twist it on this news piece. Well, they let her take her dogs to the convention center. Yeah, where the troops either shoot them in the head. I have the Dallas Morning News, by the way, on this. The police shoot them with the troops. Or they send them off to one of these big SPCAs who are trying not to kill them, but they're being forced to kill them because they got tens of thousands of them. And the video of this old lady's house, it's just full of food, full of water, She doesn't. She's high and dry. There's no reason. It would be better to let the piles of food, the warehouses of food, be brought into the areas that aren't underwater and let the people stay in their own houses. This is what we've always done in America, folks. They've never, New Orleans has flooded several times, by the way, before. They've never forced you to leave. But now you see it's the new America. You've got this domesticated population that knows nothing. All right, I'm ranting and raving. It's just, I am so sick of it. And now they tried gun confiscation all over the city, going to doctors and nurses' houses. And I've got the reports right here. The nurses, which, you know, there was one house with four nurses living in it. And they said, that's it. We're leaving. We were going to stay at the hospital, but there's no way we're going to sleep here at night without guns. The police didn't protect us during the rioting. They're not protecting us now. That's it. If they get shot by somebody or they get hurt, they can just get medevaced out. And see, that'll make the city totally break down, totally be federalized. Actually, the feds are bringing down the city. And now the New York Times is talking about making it an island and making it a huge resort town and bringing in white sands and taking all the private property. Oh, yes, when they're done, it's going to be a big, fat resort. All those poor people, all those middle-class people, you watch, you're going to get a quarter on the dollar. It's the new London ruling, the Supreme Court ruling. I didn't want to believe it the first week and a half, and now Dick Cheney's proposing it. Now it's in the New York Times being proposed. They're openly not going to give you your property. And the police are saying that all the records in the courthouses got destroyed of your deeds. Of course, the courthouse is eight stories, but still just no deeds, and that's all ruined, and it's all been contaminated with fetid water. It's got to, all those papers have to be destroyed. I'm afraid we're going to have to take your property. So there you have it, folks. Enjoy your government. And they're talking about now just flooding most of the city and basically making it have canals over a lot of it and dredging it out and having a big, you know, multi-hundred-billion-dollar project, whereas they could clean the city out and fix it for about $50 billion. Oh, no, it's going to be a big pork barrel for select interest, and all the big real estate commissions are behind basically leveling the city now, and they'll just leave the old French Quarter be, the only area they'll leave be, and you're not going to get your property back. I didn't want to believe it, and now they're announcing. So, and for those that doubt it, one more time, New Orleans begins confiscating firearms as water recedes. New York Times, water were receding across the flood-beaten city today as police officers began confiscating weapons, including legally registered firearms. Legally. From civilians. Notice they call us civilians. See, the military government calls us civilians. In preparation for a mass forced evacuation of the residents still living there. No civilians in New Orleans will be allowed to carry pistols, shotguns, or other firearms, said P. Edwin Compass III, the superintendent of police. Only law enforcement are allowed to have weapons, he said. And the way the private corporations take over is, all over the world in the last 10 years, they've gone from 3-to-1 police versus security guards to 3-to-1 security guards versus police. Then the government gives the security guards law enforcement powers, and they work for private interest in Blackwater and Titan and other serious merc groups. I mean, these are just vicious mercs, are all over the city doing whatever they want. The cops basically bow to them. They're driving around in armored vehicles in black uniforms doing whatever they want. And here's another one. The NRA was first saying gun confiscation was good last week. Now they've been whipped by their members. NRA comments on gun confiscation in New Orleans. It appears the NRA changed their stance after receiving heat for initially supporting the gun confiscation. Numerous media sources are reporting on a campaign by New Orleans city authorities to confiscate lawfully owned firearms from the people in the city of Louisiana. And it continues, statute does grant the government during a state of emergency broad powers in regulating and controlling firearms, which I say those powers are illegitimate. However, we have seen not just with Katrina but other similar situations that when police are unable to control the criminal element, people turn to the one freedom that protects all others, the Second Amendment. And that's absolutely true. So kind of a wishy-washy statement from them. So understand, they've said since last Wednesday, no food or water. You come out, the government is going to wage siege on you and not let you drive out of your high and dry house, not let you drive on a highway that's wide open to a store 10 miles away to get food. You're not going to keep working at your job at the power plant. You're not going to keep working at the hospital. But it admits in the New York Times other articles that cops and others, oh, they're allowed. They put markers on their houses. Oh, that's where the God lives. Oh, leave the God alone. Leave the first-class citizen alone. Everybody else, though, they got to go. Oh, you're Blackwater Security. Oh, my gosh, you do whatever you want. My gosh, oh, my gosh. Oh, you're just an old lady. We're going to make you leave. And they're setting the precedent. If there's a crisis or a problem or something that happens in your area, folks, you're gone. You're gone. Everything is about controlling populations. This was all a massive drill. All right, he calls in every day since the disaster. He's able to call, and we appreciate that. Charles in Louisiana gives us a quick report. Then we'll go to John, Jason, David, Robert, and others. Charles, give us your report, my friend.
About that old lady, she was about 64, a little redhead woman with glasses. They threw her down on the ground. They burned the gun at her and handcuffed her and escorted her off. I don't know what happened to her. They just took her someplace.
Well, there's other stuff that's been all over the news. I'm dragging people even older out.
Yes. But anyway, there is gun confiscation, and the military's involved in it. The military's there.
Oh, I know. I mean, Honore just says they aren't because it's so criminal, so illegal, and so incendiary. People are getting really mad about it. Listen. Charles.
Yes, sir.
I have a friend who works at Red's Indoor Range here in Austin. And I went in there to shoot yesterday. And he said, and I mean, I've known this guy for actually more than 10 years. And he never walks over, you know, to tell me something wild. He walks over, he says, Alex, there were Dutch troops from the Netherlands in here and regular army target shooting.
Yes.
And I mean, so there's so many of them, even where I live, they're here admitting it's for the hurricane. So they're armed, folks. The Mexicans are armed. Make no mistake. Go ahead.
So, what hurts me, the military, our military doing this, knowing it's illegal, they stand on the news, oh, we hate to do this, I'd rather do this in Iraq. This is George Bush's soldiers, this is not my army. The way they're treating these people, I mean, these houses are beautiful, Mr. Jones. If you see this, not touch water, I'm talking about million-dollar homes. Beautiful paintings inside. They're making them leave. They ain't been touched by water. But three levees blew up. In all the low districts. And now there was a lot of firing on Friday, a lot of shooting. They saying it was snipers. But the most interesting thing, nobody was hit. It was their own shooting dogs, and they shooting guns. And they blame
them. Oh, I know. And I need people to tape all this off the news because I can't do it all. But I have the Dallas Morning News where they're driving around, and just every 10 seconds, they're shooting dogs.
Yes.
And they witness troops killing dogs. They pull up, and the troops deny it. And the cops admit they're killing dogs.
Yes.
And then on the national news, the shooting continues, and it's just a bunch of gang member troops and cops running around having a good time.
It's not the Ninth Ward shooting at them. Not one cop was hit by sniper fire. They're doing their own shooting.
I know. Oh. They shoot, and then they hype themselves up with it. Look, criminals always make excuses for what they do, Charles.
Well, Mr. Jones. What's got me discouraged, and I got to quit fooling with it. I went down here. All these people, when they come out of New Orleans, they're worried about, and this is the truth. I swear to you, they're worried about the football games down here on Sunday. I don't understand.
We've got to continue the games.
Yeah, and I went to get a guy a mattress yesterday, and he got hooked on the television and wouldn't take his eyes. I said, I'm talking to you. I'm trying to get your mattress. Yeah, I was just watching the game. Mr. Jones, something's wrong with these people, or something's wrong with me. I tried. I can't handle the people no more, the ignorance, the mentality.
Well, I mean, describe this for people, though. So on your local news, it's It's what we're getting an inkling of on the national news that, well, the troops hate to take it, but they've got to take your guns.
He said, I'd rather do this in Iraq. I'd rather do this, and I hate to do it here.
Well, we got to support our troops, and that means giving our women and children over to them and giving them our guns. See,
and the mental illness
of supporting whatever the government does.
And they're talking to these people bad down here. They're scaring them, threatening them not to give them water. Mr. Jones, this is total chaos. And
well,
there are
news articles where they go, the reports are, they're not giving them food and water. They announced it last Wednesday. The city is now under federal siege.
Well, let me remind people of something. When people were trying to get food and water, that looting was in small areas. DeBlanco wanted to put armed combatant troops to shoot people for taking food and water when her own police was stealing, and she had a retracted statement. They look to shoot the American people. I'm telling you the truth.
Oh, they want to engage us. They want to slap us around. They want to dominate us. This is about enslavement. This is about being ruled, being conquered, being dominated. They want to take the gloves off really bad, and they're getting a chance to do it in Louisiana.
What really happened September 11th, and who stands to gain? Alex Jones here, America. We answer these vital questions and much, much more in my newest and most explosive documentary yet, 911, The Road to Tyranny. In 2 hours and 24 minutes, we point a searing light of truth on the history of problem reaction solution. Brace yourselves as the New World Order program for world domination is blown wide open. A nightmarish post-September 11th world where the military and the police are merged. Witnesses' populations beg for national ID cards and, yes, even implantable microchips. Troops on the streets, foreign NATO aircraft in the skies. Psychotic UN population control plans and much, much more. This is one film you cannot afford to miss. Order 911, The Road to Tyranny today. Call toll free 1-888-253-3139. That's 1-888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. You see, Big Brother's afraid of this documentary. Order today and spread the word. America's future depends on the truth getting out.
Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
We're digging up that clip from PrisonPlanet.com over the weekend for the Dallas Morning News, because now the Washington Post, the Dallas Morning News, and others have got behind the curve, losing readers, so they've also started their own TV shows. And so they now send out camera crews, and they're shooting video of the police shooting dogs. And, I mean, there's no reason for this. It's, quote, humane. No, folks, it's because they're bored. These dogs aren't anywhere near starving. As long as a dog's got water, they can go for weeks without food. And believe me, dogs will eat rats, they'll eat grass, they'll eat everything. And they're just shooting fat family dogs. No reason for this. But again, you got to have the shooting to then have the sound of guns in the background and go, battles with snipers rage. And then cops have to hear shots over the next hill and, we're under Al-Qaeda attack, we're under Al-Qaeda, raid the old ladies, raid them, raid them, raid them. See, that's the excuse for the gun confiscation, for the news images they need to condition all of us. I'm not joking, folks. This is not a joke. I know we got loaded phone lines. We'll get to your calls here in a moment. Just briefly, I've made 12 films. I've written a book. I've published another book. I carry a bunch of other great books and videos and books on tape. There's so much to offer on the online bookstore at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Go to the websites, peruse the shopping carts, look at all the video clips of the films, read about all the different specials and discounts, up to 75% off some of my best videos right now. Take advantage of that and know you're supporting us in what we do. You can also call toll-free to ask about the different titles, Martial Law, Dark Secrets, Road to Tyranny, Matrix of Evil, Police State 2000, American Dictators, you know, all these videos. Innocence Betrayed, The Great Illusion, 9/11 The Great Illusion. Here's the toll-free number, 1-888-253-3139. There's also Infowars.com bumper stickers. We put those in all the orders. 888-253-3139. Or just write to me. I'm Alex Jones at 3001 South Lamar, L-A-M-A-R, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. Or go to PrisonPlanet.tv, 15 cents a day, monthly and yearly subscriptions, my weekly TV report that you don't get anywhere else, a bunch of e-books, all my videos, a bunch of other videos, all my best audio interviews, PrisonPlanet.tv, monthly and yearly subscriptions, 15 cents a day. All right, I'm moving quick through your calls now. John in Texas, you're on the air. Go ahead, John. John, you're on the air.
Hi, Alex.
Hi.
A friend of mine who I've known for 35 years, he lives in Michigan on a Canadian border, called me up the other day and said that the Canadian newscasts are saying that they're sending 7,000 armed troops to New Orleans. Plus that...
Yeah, I mean, the big secret here is they're using armed troops. Armed Dutch, armed Mexicans, and then the media will point, and it's admitted, armed NATO, armed Canadian, that's all, it's in the news that, quote, combat troops are coming, but then it'll say they're armed, or it'll say some units are armed, or some units aren't armed, and then idiots email me going, I saw the news, well, those aren't armed in San Antonio with soup kitchens, that's one group, one convoy. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Well, I called my mother up, who lives just from a little ways from the Canadian border herself, asked what she heard, and she said she heard that they were talking that Canadian forces were the first ones into New Orleans. They were there even before our National Guard got there.
Well, I need Canadians. It's in Canadian papers that police said they saw bombs go off on the levees. That was in the Globe and Mail. We need people to get us these articles, to get us what newscast it was on. I can't track it all down. But, I mean, I can't go to the shooting range now without talking to people who face-to-face had the Dutch troops in uniform come in. I mean, folks, I've been to urban warfare drills. It's the Dutch that are the vanguard to kick our guts out.
Order a copy of this show for your friends and family at GCNLive.com or call 877-300-7645.